So now the commercials, you see
one of those big examples over time from my generation has been the Williams sisters. And yeah. You know who? What's her name?
I don't know who.
Sharapova.
Oh.
Now, Sharapova, the money the woman has capitalized over the years, when you look at how much money Serena has made.
For the accomplishments, Serena has.
Just the accomplishments are phenomenal because you cannot take that from Serena. No. But the endorsements and where you make money, it's still a problem. It's still the face that you want to market.
But it is changing. It's
changing.
She's making.
She is.
Nike's. Yes. She's the woman.
Mm-hmm. Now it is. Mm-hmm. But look what they had to go through to get here, where others it's just handed to them.
Yeah, well, she
if you're an Olympic and you have the right look, I'm happy that I'm seeing that people at. Agents are taking an interest when they go to the Olympics. You see how they have their own little things so that they go, they're made up, you know.
That's a great point, Teresa, because it's true.
If you look at Pretty Privileged, athletic,
they are
gets endorsements would be a whole separate podcast of, you know, even if they're not the best player, Sharapova, but she can sell a Rolex watch. You know, it's very different. And I think now you're seeing it with the actress that just got the Cadillac commercial.
Yeah.
Who?
The one that plays Watchmen. I can't even remember.
Regina.
Yes. She got the Oscar. All of a sudden, she's getting these things. So you can see that Viola Davis, who's now getting big endorsement contracts or... Because they never got the makeup contracts. You know, the big thing is the makeup and the perfume, the face of a perfume. Mm-hmm. But you've had people like Naomi Campbell, and you have people that were just outstanding, breaking ground.
Black models that were top, you know, and they got the big, but they had to look so different to get those jobs.
The one is the gymnasts are the ones who never get get enough endorsements.
Not tall or
Simone Biles, she did the Vogue photo shoot.
Nice shoot.
Oh my, it was an uproar. Mm-hmm. Uproar.
Yeah.
Because they said they didn't photograph her well. They didn't make her look beautiful. Mm-hmm. She just made her look muscular. It was a tear down on Vogue. They actually had the body shaming.
I mean, look at the body shaming.
They actually had to apologize.
That Serena has to go through all the time.
They just didn't, I don't know, there's something about capturing, the tone she used. It was Weber, I think, the woman photographed her. And I was just like, wow, this is like a tear down of how she looked in the photograph.
Because you embraced it. The other people didn't. They wanted her to look more feminine.
Who are critics of visual were like, no, this is not up to your level. It was the woman that shot Whoopi Goldberg in The Milk.
So they're saying the way they
tore it down. Oh, you're saying the professionals tore down the way that she was.
They didn't respect Simone in the way that
her makeup production was done well enough. The coloring was way odd.